in order not to create the fire, but if you have fire going, you'll have to add wood to it to make more heat. So what type of wood can you use? So the Mishnah there says, Ein mavakim, now you'll have to chop up wood, min ha-kervis. Kervis there, poshu, means the beams in the wall. Those are choshava beams. So drashi, mavakim etzim min ha-kervis. So yesho kervis, you have a pile of good beams, ha-muktsois usduros the binyan. The muktsa set aside to build a house with. You have nice, good pieces of lumber that you set aside to build, and for shteitz chanyont if you can't build. Therefore, these beams are muksa. So the Mishnah says, Ein mevakim. Now I take those beams and chop them up and make them into firewood. Hu adin v'loy min ha-kura shenishbra b'yomtif. And hu adin, if you have a beam that broke by itself on yomtif. So even though now that it's broken, it's aimed to use for firewood, but l'chura, the Mishnah still says it's osur. Why? L'chura goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it wasn't a broken beam, it was a nice piece of lumber, so stam, that wood is meant to use for building. Now when it breaks in the middle of Yom Tov, we say it's still muksa. Since the beginning of Yom Tov, you didn't have das to use this wood for burning, nor metchila you had das to use it for building, so even though it breaks on Yom Tov, and now it's meant to burn with, still it's muksa. So it's a stam mishnah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's for Rabbi Yechanan. If Rabbi Yechanan paskins always like a Stam Mishnah, so how could Rabbi Yechanan say we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Here it's a Stam Mishnah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Trashi v'loy min ha-kira ha-yishoni, even an old beam, shenishpura ha-yoin, that broke today on Yom Tov. O mehashta, now that it's broken, ta'akala ha-soka kaima, now it's oimit to burn with it. V'afilu ha-ochi yosa, still we say it's also you can't touch this wood. Ha-yilu ben ha-shmoshes lo yiskav ha-ochi. Since ben ha-shmoshes, you didn't have that to use it for firewood. Ben Ashmoshes was still a good beam. You were using it, so therefore, blives muksa. So here it's a stam mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Ahu, for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Masni Lo. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn that mishnah is a stam mishnah. He learns that mishnah goes according to a yochid. That the mandiyama, that mishnah is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds by says like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, therefore it's muksa, therefore it's hasa. But it's not a stam mishnah. Even though Stamut is a bit of a kasha, because that Mishnah in Beitza, usually our hachro is that on Shabbos we pass in like Yav Shimon Ein Muksa, and on Yom Tov we pass in Yesh Muksa. We'll see in Masechta Beitza, the Gemara starts off and says that since Yom Tov is a more Kaldic Yisru, it's only Chayvi Lavin, it's not Chayvi Krisis, so therefore the Rabbanim are more Machro on Yom Tov Tasa Muksa. And Allah, we talk all that we hold this din is also on Yom Tov, even though on Shabbos we hold Muksa as Mutter. So her wouldn't be so shver Rabbi Yechanan then, even though there's a stam mishnah in Beitza like Rabbi Yehuda, because in him, because Yom Tov we take a pasul like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's so shver the Gemara's kasha? The Vayis Tei Stam is on. He says we bow to Rabbi Yechanan. Says here halacha to Rabbi Shimon Stam. It's mash miyos like Rabbi Shimon all over, even by Shabbos, even by Yom Tov. So in the kasha there, it's a mishnah in Yom Tov that says halacha to Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a stam mishnah. That mishnah is a yochid. It goes to contrary to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara Toshima. I bring you raya. Toshima. Maschilin be'yareimes ha-tevin. You're allowed to start taking out tevin or straw from a warehouse. Avoloi be'etzim shebamuksa. But you're not allowed to start using wood shebamuksa. Shebamuksa means that you have set aside in your backyard that you want to store it there till the winter months. So that you can't use now on Yom Tov. So this firewood, l'churetz muksa, only according to Reb Yehuda, not according to Reb Shimon. So Rashi, Maschilin lahasik, you're allowed to start using straw to make fire. By Rama's atrashi atevin. Now, kosalka daitech betivne sorry, the stormy lasoka. We saw it, even though straw is not aimed for burning, straw is aimed to give to an animal, but we could be talking about straw that got spoiled already. It's not healthy, it's not good for the animal. So, stamuza, it's aimed to be burning with. So, therefore, the Mishnah there says, Maschilin, you're allowed to start using this straw on yontif and use it for firewood. Because it's not muksa. Now that the straw is ruined for the behemoth to eat, it's oimit for burning. Avoloi ve'etzim sheba muksa. But you're not allowed to start using this wood that you had set aside. Drashi avoloi ve'etzim sheba muksa. She'anichem b'rechova shachure beisai. Muksa means in the backyard you put aside wood. Ve'iktsoyim l'mois ha'sov. You put it away separately for the winter months. Drashi muksa means rechova shachure batin. The backyard. You set away like a garage. You set away in your backyard a special place where you can store something. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's muksa. Because you have no das to use it this Shabbos, this Yom Tov. You have it stored away to use it for later on in the winter months. So it says it's muksa. So according to Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Reb Shimon, that should be mutter. The fact you weren't dach you bidayin, you didn't make it not usable. You just had that to leave it for later. Have the Gemara name. Hossam, that Mishnah is talking about the arzi v'yashuchi. Talking about very, very expensive cedar wood. To muksa machmas chasaron kis. And afilu Reb Shimon moidah. That muksa is a muksa machmas chasaron kis. That means it's a very valuable piece of wood. And you don't use it for stam anything. So that's muksa machmas chasaron kis. That's the chomadik of muksa. That lies like dachi bedayim. Like you have no 100% daf not to use it on yomtiv. Because you don't want it to get spoiled. So that muksa even Reb Shimon is moidah tzosa. So therefore that stam mishnah could also go according to Reb Shimon. So it's not Shver of Yechidin's Klal that he passes like Reb Shimon. I to stand. Mishnah also goes according to Reb Shimon. So Rashi Biyasev Yashuchi Erez Zocha V'Erez Nekeva Shemdin LeBinyan type of cedar wood that's omits for binyan to build with, and it's very good wood. So that wood tak is muksa even according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, it's no stand Mishnah, not like Reb Shimon. Yeah. Toshima, bring another raya. Ein mashkin, you can't water down, put water on, give them to drink, or water them down, v'sheichtim, or else make a shchita, es hamidburis. The behemoths that live in the midbar, live outside in the fields, and just come home once, you can't shecht them on yom tov. They're like muksa. Trashi midburis means, shiroyis b'yefer, tomit. They are pasture outside. V'lonis b'teichatchum. They sleep in teichatchum, but they pasture outside, they don't come home to the house. That's called midburis, it lies muksa. Because you didn't have das before Yom Tov to use it. It wasn't in your house. You're not sure come home at night. But the animals that are in your house come home every night to sleep or to eat there. So then you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Because tamazoy, they're in your corral at the beginning of Yom Tov. So you have das to use them. So l'chura, this is the stam mishnah according to Reb Yehuda. Because according to Reb Shimon, even the midbar should be mutter. So what if they're outside? You didn't have a ferish of das to use it. But they're not muksa. You weren't dachi v'dayim. You didn't say that they're not roy to be used. Just you didn't have 100% das to use it. So it's only also according to Reb Yehuda. So Chorvaita, it's a stam mishnah according to Reb Yehuda. It's kasher and Reb Yochanan. And for the Gemara Nechnami, this stam mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Aber Reb Yochanan stomo achrin aschach. Reb Yochanan found another stam mishnah that goes according to Reb Shimon. So since there are two stam mishnahs, it's not shver why he passes like Reb Shimon. Where's the stam achrina? So Rashi says stam achrina beisilol choshev kestomo. Even though we're still going to see some machlokes beisham and beisilol, but since the cloud is we paskin like beisilol, so beisham and b'mokim beisilol is commander lesi domin. So it's as if there's a stam mishnah halacha k'Reb Shimon. What's this raya? That beisham ayomim, we had the mishnah before. Beisham says magbiyim miyal hashulchan atzomas uklipin. When you finish eating yisuda on Shabbos and you have bones on the table or you have peels on the table, you're allowed to pick them up. Dos halt beishame. They're not called muksa, you're allowed to pick them up. Or beisilloim rim, no. Or beisilloim rim, no. Beisilloim rim, misalakis hatavlo. You have to pick up the whole tablecloth, kula, or menara, and shake it off. That blives tiltum in atzad. You're not allowed to pick up the bones with your hand. The bones are muksa. So the etzer is take the tablecloth and shake the tablecloth off and let the bones fall off. So the Baal Lechur, it's Shver, Beisilu said it's awesome. Beisilu Lechur holds like Reb Yehuda, that's Muksa. No, V'yomer Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman said, Pshan this Mishnah was, Onu, how are we supposed to learn this Mishnah? Onu en lonu elo, the Gir says fakert. Beishamayik Reb Yehuda. Beishamayik is the one that says you're not allowed to pick up the bones or the clippers, the peels, but you have to pick up the tablecloth and shake it off. O Beisilu Reb Shimon. But Beisilu, the one that says you're allowed to pick off the peels or the shells, that goes according to Beisilu. That Beisil holds like Reb Shimon. Come to say that it's a stam mishnah. Beisil passes like Reb Shimon. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan also passes like Reb Shimon. Yeah. So the Gemara, yeah, Reb Shimon. So Gemara pligi bo Rav Acha Ravina. So machlokes Rav Acha and Ravina. Also, who do we passing like? Chadoma b'chol haShabbos kula. It's all the halachas nogeya to mesecta Shabbos or on Shabbos halacha Reb Shimon. We always passing like Reb Shimon the kula. And say what ain't muksa? Levar mi muksa machmes mias. Only muksa machmes mias. That means an old candlestick that was used already once, made out of kli cheres, that becomes very ugly. It's mias. That's a muksa. That people normal have that not to use. It's not nice. That muksa we're machmer on. Uman niyu. What's called a muksa machmes mias? That's called ner yoshin. An old candlestick that was used already once, made out of kli cheres, an earthy kli. So once it was burnt already once, it gets very black and dirty. It's mias. So that muksa we hold it's awesome. That's what one man the yomer says. The chadoma, the other man the yomer says no. the muksa machmes mias nami halacha kreb shimon. The ravada muksa machmes mias halacha is also like this. We hold the kula. We hold like kreb shimon. That if it's only stam muksa machmes mias, it's not so gefelich. So it could be used, even though it's little not so nice. Still, it's you could use it. It's not muksa kreb kreb shimon. Levar mi muksa machmes iser. The only thing we hold that's usher is muksa machmes iser, a new type of muksa. Oman niyu, what does this muksa machmes iser mean? Ner shedliku bo b'yoyser Shabbos. That means a candlestick that was lit. If you have a fire going at the beginning of Shabbos, so a ner that it's burning, that's a chomedik muksa. That's called muksa machmes iser, that's usher. And that's where we hold taka. Even though we hold on Shabbos like Reb Shimon, that's tam muksas amuter. But a muksa machmas iser, that's usher, and that's this candlestick. That's why we say the light is a muksa dol Shabbos. Even after the fire goes out, still migud is katsoy ben ashmoshes is katsoy the kuliyama. We hold this usher dol Shabbos. Avo muksa machmas sornkis. What about you have something that's very very expensive and you mark but not to touch it for anything? You don't want it to get ruined. That's called muksmi, set it aside, machmas chsaron kis, because it means a lot to you if it gets ruined. Such a muksa, afilu Reb Shimon moide, even Reb Shimon is moide, blives muksa. That's like the sakin shel shchita, or the sakin shel mila, it's a muksa, machmas chsaron kis. Ditnan, kol ha-kelim mito, stam mishten, in the beginning of parak, kol ha-kelim, that all kelim you're allowed to touch on Shabbos and Shabbos, chutz, except, mi maser ha-godol, the big knife, the yeset shamachrisha, and the peg they use in the plow. Because these things are very expensive, and the Bible is very makbid, it shouldn't get ruined, shouldn't get bent, so he's makbid not to use it for anything. That's called muksa machmas chsaron kis. That's muksa, that's takosa. But all other types of muksas, we hold the kula. What does the kula mean? Like the lochas we had before, that a kli shamalachta liyisa, like a hammer, that most of it is oimid to use for iser, you're allowed to touch the tzara gufa tzarech mekaymoy. But only the tzara gufa tzarech mekaymoy is in muta. If it's not the tzara gufa tzarech mekaymoy, then takosa. Rashi, v'yetzet shamachrisha, ha'choyfer es ha'karka, something used to plow with. So muksa machmas chsaron kis, that's a chomadik muksa. Even Reb Shimon is moedi with sasim. But Rishon Amadai, since the Gemara says a stam loshin here, that it says a loshin, chadam b'chol ha'shabes kul alochak Reb Shimon. Like it only doesn't only say b'chol muksa alochak Reb Shimon. It says loshin b'chol ha'shabes. So Rishon Amadai from here that we pass on Reb Shimon by all the alochas of Shabbos. So we have two other machlekes in Reb Shimon. Ashton Reb Shimon holds Dovah Shein Meskaven is Mutter. Reb Yud holds Dovah Shein Meskaven is Osa. So there also we pass like Reb Shimon, that's what we pass in, that a Dovah Shein Meskaven is Mutter. And who then the other machlekes we had was Molocha Shein Tzvich Lagufa. Like he carry out a mace on Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, it's called Molocha Shein Tzvich Lagufa, it's Potter Midiraisa. And according to Reb Yud, Yechayiv. So since the Gemara says Tam Aloshin, Bechol HaShabbos, Kula, we pass like Reb Shimon, so we show him saying, near the right, we pass in that Moloch HaShem Tzvich LeGufa is Mutter Midiraisa. It's only Yosem Midi Rabbona. Not the last Mishnah. Meifirin Nedorim B'Shabbos. You'll have to be Meifir a Neder if your wife made a Neder, and you hear about it on Shabbos, you'll have to be Meifir it. Strashi Baal Ishta. Your husband has a din that the day he hears that his wife made a neder, and there are certain nedarim, only nedarim benish l'ishtoi, that a baal could be mefer. So he's allowed to be mefer it like be materit on Shabbos. Hu adin v'nisholim l'nedarim. Hu adin, you go to a chacham, any person that made a neder, and he wants to go to a chacham to be mater the neder, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos, of a providing l'tzarech ha-Shabbos. It has to be, that's called l'tzarech ha-Shabbos. So Rashi, l'tzarech ha-Shabbos, he's going, shenod eshloi lechol hayim. Somebody made a neder, he's not going to eat today. So the chura to be matter that neder was called tzarech ha-Shabbos. You want to have yisuda, or else you made a neder not to have cholent. You made a neder not to eat meat. So it's called tzarech ha-Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the chochem today on Shabbos and be matter the neder. It's not to say why it should be yosser or else nedarim that are not the tzarech ha-Shabbos. And Mishmura says one pshat is because it's minse chefzecha. It's called you're doing your own business and you're not allowed to do your own business on Shabbos. Only chef te shemayim. While the other pshat is a big tircha. Since it's a big tircha, you shouldn't do a tircha that's not nageya to Shabbos. Therefore, if it is l'tzarech ha-Shabbos, the neder you made is that you can't eat food, tzarech ha-Shabbos. Or else you made a neder, you can't take a nap in the afternoon. And it comes Shabbos afternoon, you want to take a nap. It's called Einik Shabbos. So you're allowed to be matir that neder on Shabbos. Right, upoikikin es hamor. You're allowed to close up a window on Shabbos. Trash upoikim es hamor. Karabon and the Yamri Perkin Takaka Chloim. We had the Machlokes before the Rabbonin and the Blizzer. We passed on to Rabbonin. It's only called Moisiv Al Oil Arai. That's Mutter to do on Shabbos. If you have a hole, a window in the roof, you ladder, put a paka, close it up on Shabbos. Vaito Umoydidin Es Hamatlis. You ladder measure off a cloth to see how big it is. Umoydidin Es Hamikvah. Who are then allowed to measure the mikvah if there's enough water in the mikvah? We will soon see, because even though medida stamazay is osar, for the tzorach mitzvah it's muter. Trashu modded in esam mikvah, the mida shei sham omok shalish amos mayim roichav amalama. You want to measure out the mikvah to make sure it's a good shear, that's a kosher mikvah, that's muter. V'esam matas, Rashi says shalish al shalish, it's voice, hegoinam hoisa tumeya v'noga v'tairis. It's nogeya talochis, that it's tomei, and now it touched tairis. So you want to know if this begit is big enough to mekabel tumah. So it's negeya talochis, it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to measure them on Shabbos. Umaisa bimei oviv shere bitzodik. Uvimei abba shoyel ben bitnis. She pokaku es hamor. Bitzafiach. It once happened on Shabbos that they stuffed up the window with a pitcher on Shabbos. Shrashi pach shacheris. They use an earthly pitcher to cover up the hole. And also the kosher es hamekida. They tied up the mekida like a pot. Bigami with a string. Leida to know im yesh begigis paseach tefach im lav. To know if there was a gigis as a barrel. Now there was a crack in the barrel. They want to know if the crack in the barrel was big enough for paseach tefach. Well, there's 4 inches wide in the crack of the barrel. We'll see the mice in the Gemara what's nogeya to if there was 4 tefachim there or not. It's nogeya to a mace. The shalom was there was a mace on the bottom and you have this for an oil on top. Now if there's a hole paseach tefach 4 inches wide, the tumah goes up. The oil is no good. If there's no crack in the barrel, then the tumah can't go up. I will see in the Gemara. But the kids, it was important to know this crack in the barrel, is it a pasech tefach or not? So they went down to tie up a pitcher, a pach. Kosher samakida, they tied up this pot, the gami with string, laid that to know if there's a cheer of a pasech tefach or not. Saga vos you see from this Mishnah that you're allowed to tie a kesher shenah shokayama the tzorach mitzvah. Even though midirabonin, a kesher shenah shokayama is also, really what's mutu is only a kesher that you can untie the same day. Although some shittas was a vegan untie within a week. But if you're going to let it stay more than a week than that, it's also to make such a knot midirabonin. It's only also midiraisa, not that's going to stay loyalam void. But a knot that's going to stay a week or so, that's also midirabonin. Here they bring a riot smutter. If you make the knot the tzorach mitzvah, a keser shena shakiyam mitzmutter. That's why they're able to make this knot in order to measure this hole in the barrel, because it was negayat to mitzvahs. Vayitz gemara midrayim lamadnu. From this maizah we learn, shepoikikin, that you're allowed to stuff up the hole on Shabbos, or moidudin, who are then you're allowed to measure something, v'koshrin, you're allowed to make a tshiro, shena shakiyam es b'Shabbos. Abiyas the tzorach mitzvah, you're allowed to measure, and you're allowed to make a knot, shein shok kayom of the tzorach mitzvah. Drashi, mekida kli cheris, earthly kli. Laid the mesh, we give the tzorach, the question, kesha shein shok kayom, afilu katchila, even though with the rabbonin it's awesome, but the tzorach mitzvah it's mutter. Umoydidin, you could measure, lislamed al dvar harom. If you want to learn something, again to a mitzvah, you're allowed to measure on Shabbos. Otherwise, to measure something in Midrabbanan, it's also to measure something. There's for no reason you're not allowed to measure a table on Shabbos. You can't measure it. Only the Tzorach Mitzvah is it Mutter. So the Gemara. So the ratio of the Mishnah was, you could be made for Nedarim on Shabbos, and be Shoyel. Shoyel means any person that made a Neder. He has to go to the Chochem to be Matarit. A Neder is called the Tzorach HaShabbos. So the Gemara, Boyelihu. Ha'afora. What that do we say if a lady, or who a wife, or who are dinner for daughter? Your daughter makes the nether before she's a bagaris, means when she's 12 and a half, then the father could be made for the nether. So he boil you, hafara. That when the father could be made for the nether, do we say, bein litzarech or bein shtol litzarech? I'll tell you, maybe by hafara it's mutter for the baal to be made for his wife's nether, even if it's shnat litzarech Shabbos. Like Stam, she made a nether, she won't climb up the roof. So it's not nogeya to Shabbos climb up the roof anyway. So maybe far it's mutter. The shaila, the Mishnah said it's only mutter, something that's called the Tzorach HaShabbos. Maybe that only goes on shaila. That means somebody that made a neder and he's a man. So for him to have it matter, he has to go to a chochem. Oh, shaila, that a chochem is matter a neder. Maybe there is only the Tzorach. It's only mutter if it's a neder or Tzorach Shabbos. You made a neder, you won't sleep, or you can't eat on Shabbos. In shaila Tzorach loy, but if the neder is not negated to Shabbos, then you can't be matter on Shabbos. But maybe for hafara though, you could be matter on Shabbos. We'll soon see the svara. Or mishumachi, if that's the chilik, mishumachi kafalgino v'hamehadodi. That's why the Mishnah says the two separate cases. Me'afirim nadorim b'Shabbos means tam. Whether it's a tzarech, whether it's shalom tzarech, it's muta. Then the Mishnah says v'nishalom l'nadorim, and that's daf k'shen l'tzarech. So it's good why the Mishnah put it two separate cases. Oidilma maybe no. Hafara, that a baal could be made for his wife's neder is the same thing. Nami, l'tzarech in. It's only muta if the neder his wife made was not to eat food on Shabbos. But if it wasn't the tzarech of Shabbos, she made a neder, she won't climb up the roof anymore. So that's not called tzarech Shabbos. That the baal can't be made for on Shabbos. If they have the exact same halacha, shaylo and hafara, why does the Mishnah say it in two separate cases? Why doesn't it say it in one case? Mishum di hafara ain't tzarech bezin, because it says two separate cases because they have two separate halachas. How far is the pshat is the husband is mefer. You don't have to go to Bezdin. We'll soon see the halachas. If the husband finds out that his wife made a neder, the day that he hears it, that day he's allowed to be mefer. He just says, mufalachu, mufalachi, mufalachi. That's what he says, not in Bezdin. So that's the din haforum. Mashenka nishayla, that's that a person made a neder, and he wants to have a taros nadorim, he has to go to a Bezdin. Sricha Bezdin. So that's what the Mishnah says in two separate cases. So Drashi Boilu, how far the masnitzim bein l'sorach bein shalot sorach? HaShabbat Gabi Yafara B'yoyim Shemoya Ksiv V'yim Lo Mefer Idna Shuv Eina Mefer. If you can't be Mefer today, the day you hear about it, then the Baal can't be Mefer tomorrow. That's the Halacha. The Torah says HaB'yoyim Shemoya, the day you hear that your wife made a neder, you have that day to be Mefer. If you don't Mefer today, you can't be Mefer tomorrow. Mashenka and Shalom, there's no difference. Well, let's see. So tomorrow, Toshma, bring your Raya. Detoni Zuti Devera Papi Devera Popon Ma'afirim Nedorim B'Shabbos Atzarech HaShabbos. He'll have to be Mefer Nedorim on Shabbos only Atzarech HaShabbos. Even by Afara, he says this Lashon. Avizoy we say Atzarech HaShabbos in Shlel Atzarech HaShabbos Loi. You see, Chloe, you can only be Mefer Nedorim where your wife made not to eat food and not to sleep on Shabbos. There has to be something to get to Shabbos. If it's not to get to Shabbos, she can't. So we'll push the Shaila. Tomorrow, Lishna Achrin, another Shaila is like, another Lashon is like this. This was the Shaila. Iboilihu. Litzerich, when the Mishnah says you can only be Meshel, you can only be Shaila, go to a Chochel, you matter the Neder, it's the Neder, Litzerich HaShabbos. That's what the Mishnah says, Litzerich. Atavaira Ketoni, does it go talk on both cases, Zion Shaila, Zion Afora, Vishler Litzerich Loi, but if the Neder the Isha made was not Litzerich Shabbos, the Baal cannot be made for it. What's the Hezbah then? Alma, we see, HaForas Nedorim, Meyes Liyes. That we say, B'yom Shemoya, when the Baal hears, that his wife made a neder, he has the right to go be made for. How long of a period does they have to be made for it? It's meisliyes. He has 24 hours to do it. So therefore, let's say she made a neder not to climb up the roof. Not to climb up the roof anymore. And you hear about it on Shabbos. Now, if you're going to tell me that the baal could be made for it 24 hours, it's good. On the first few hours of Shabbos, he's not allowed to be made for it. But he's going to have time after Shabbos to be made for it because he has a 24-hour period to be made for. So it's good why you could say on Shabbos you can only be made for a neder, that's Litzorich. A neder is not Litzorich, wait till after Shabbos and be made for it. I do, but the other side is no. Kikaton Litzorich, that the Mishnah says only Litzorich is mutam, dafka ashayla. When you go to a chochen to be matter the neder, who diktoni? Then it says dafka Litzorich. Aval aforas nedorin, but when the Baal wants to be matter his wife's neder, afilushka Litzorich. I'll tell you no. Even though his wife made a neder, has nothing to do with Shabbos, still you have a right to be made for it. Why? Alma from here, the diik is, ha'foras nidorim, kol hayoim. That's what the Torah says, b'yoim shemoya. When the Baal hears his wife made a neder, he could be made for it that day. What's called that day? That day mamish. Have you heard about it 5 o'clock in the afternoon? He only has until shkia to be made for it. After shkia, he can't be made for it anymore. So mel is very nageya. On Shabbos then, the Baal hears about it on Shabbos. See, if you're going to tell me a neder shlel tzarech haShabbos, the Baal can't be made for, so why does he have to wait till after Shabbos? It's too late. He can't be made for the Durham anymore. So then Avad the Rabbanu will make all and say he could be made for. If the only time to say that he can't be made for the neder on Shabbos is if we tell you wait till after Shabbos, do it after Shabbos. But if you're going to tell me after Shabbos is too late already, so pshita, that's called the tzarech, and you could be made for. So the kids said, that's the shayla. What's the halacha hilchos nedorim? When the Baal hears that his wife made a neder, how long of a period does he have until he can be made for it? Toshma bring your raya. The Tani Reb Zute Devera Papi. Mefir in the Dorim B'Shabbos, the Tzarech HaShabbos. Is the deal of the Tzarech HaShabbos in? Shalot Tzarech HaShabbos Loi. of a neder is not negated to Shabbos, the Baal cannot be made for on Shabbos. Alma, from here's a raya, haforos nedorim, meyes liyes, enech nami. The fact that the Baal can be made for nedorim, it's not only the day he hears about it till Shkia, it means a 24-hour period. So even though you can't be made for it today on Shabbos, wait till Matzoi Shabbos, and you can make for it then. Om Rav Ashi, v'anan tenan. We learned, haforos nedorim kol hayoim. We learned that what you could be made for nedorim kol hayoim. V'yesh v'dov v'lohokil v'hachmer. There's a cooler in this din than there's a chumer in this din. Ketzad, what the loch is? Nodro leil Shabbos. If you heard about the nether on the beginning of Shabbos, meifa leil Shabbos, you can be meifa at night. The yom ha-Shabbos, the next day, at she-techshach. But you can only be meifa until Shkia, until Techshach. But more than that, you can't. Nodrim ha-Shecha. Let's say the Isha made the nether mamash right before Shkia on Shabbos. Meifa at she-techshach. The Baal only has mamash a few minutes to be made for the nether. If you only be made for the nether until Techshach, until Shkia. Because if it wasn't made from before Shkia, any Yochel Hofer. So this bright says, not like we're learning. This bright says a Baal could only be made for, B'yayim Shemaya means, the day that he heard about it, until Shkia. He doesn't have a 24-hour period to be made for the Nedir. If he hears about it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he only has a few more hours to be made for him until it comes Shkia. But after Shkia, he can't be made for anymore. And we're learning, Pshat now Mishnah like that. Our Mishnah says you can only be made for the Dorim, that's Tzarech HaShabbos. Aye, what about the other Nadorim? We're telling you, wait till Matzoi Shabbos. So you see, you have a 24-hour period. And the Gemara Nechnamid, Tanoim, it's like a Machlekes Tanoim. Machlekes Tanoim, the Gemara Nadorim, the Masechta Nadorim. The Tanya, Haforas Nadorim. That the Baal has a right to be made for his wife in Nadorim. Kol Hayoim. Kol Hayoim means Poshna Tushkiya, that's all. We have Yosef, Zoy Hath, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. No, a Kol Hayoim. We have Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Omru, Meyes Liyes. They held no. So Baal has a 24-hour period till how long he can be made for his neder. So according to them, it's good why our Mishnah says you can only be made from the Dorm of a Tzarech HaShabbos if it's Nogeya to today. But if it's a neder that's not Nogeya to Shabbos, we tell you rather wait till after Shabbos and you'll be made for it then. Right, v'nisholom l'nedorim. Iboy lihu. Kishloi hoya loy penai. That we say you can be matan in the Dorm on Shabbos. We say that a person made a neder is not going to eat meat anymore. When he made a neder, he's not going to sleep anymore in the afternoon. And it comes Shabbos right now, he has charotah, he wants to eat meat, he wants to go to sleep. So the Mishnah says you can go to a chacha to be matarit. Iboy lihu. Kishloi hoi loi penai. Doesn't mean that's in a case where you didn't have time to be matarit Friday. Like really, don't wait till Shabbos to be matarit the neder. You should have went to bed on Friday. So are we only matarit you on Shabbos when you didn't have time to do it Friday? Oy dilman, maybe no. Afilu hoi loi penai. Even when the person had time to do it Friday, and he's a Peshayah, his time didn't do it Friday, he waited till Shabbos, maybe still it's Mutter. The about now, the Maitre is called Tzarech HaShabbos, the Rabbonim will make him. Toshma bring Yiraya, the is the Kikul Lei Rabbonim, the Rav Zutro, Braid the Rav Zera, his Rav Zutro had a neder, and he wanted to be Matarid on Shabbos, and he came in front of the Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim one is the Kikul, means they listened to him, and they're Matarid's neder. Even though the Maisa was, he had time Friday. Like really, he should have been matter the nether on Friday. Even though he wasn't matter his nether on Friday, still the Rabbon were matter the nether on Shabbos. So you see, it's mutter. Abi, it's called the nether of the Tzarech HaShabbos, and that's the locho, he'll have to be matter the Dorim on Shabbos if it's Nogeya to Shabbos. If not, we tell you wait till after Shabbos and matter it then. Shepokuku esamor betefiach. The Mishnah says you're allowed to close up the hole, close up the window with a pitcher. The kosher as hamakida begami. They also tied up this kli cheris, this pot with a gami, with a string. Omer Rav Yehuda, like what was the importance? Why did they have to tie up this pot with a string? What was the maisa? Omer Rav Yehuda, the maisa was like this. Omer Rav Yehuda, Marav. Hilkati ketana hoiso bein shnei batim. There was a hilkati Rashi learned shvil, like a small path. Shvil kota in vein shnei batim, like an alleyway. You had two houses, and now a little path in between the two houses. You had an alleyway in between the two houses. That's the maisa. Hilkati katan hoise ben shnei batim. V'tumo hoise shom. And there was a mace there. There was a tome there in between the two houses. There was a mace there. Now, v'gigis seduka monachas agabim. There was a cracked barrel on top.